The following lecture is a production of the Foundation of Human Understanding. And now here is author, lecturer, and 44-year radio counselor, Roy Masters.
You have to expect me to tell you what I think. And what I think, not what I think, it's what I actually see. You can't tell me, you know, if you wee wee on my leg, that it's raining. You know the old saying is saying. but people will do that. They will confound you and confuse you. They lie. They twist your words. And if you are honest with them, like, sir, you're just a weak man. And you better look at that. And that's where your problems are coming from. You want to discuss it. Well, the person like that, instead of saying, you know, I think he's right. My problems are coming from somewhere. And just take correction. If you can hear what I have to say without being offended. I'm not here to degrade you. See, it sounds like when you were young, your father may have degraded you, and it's not unusual for parents to degrade children. There is a kind of person who is extremely negative. No, you can't do that. You never be able to do this. You know, this is sort of a naysayer. You can never do it. There are people who live in that negative state. They never get ahead themselves. And if you have a bright nature, they won't let you get ahead. And you can't do anything right. And you may have a wife that may never want you to make investments because she's too insecure. And she doesn't want you to spend money on your future that you may see, which she doesn't see. All she married you for would be, you know, to make sure that she has a nice car and a picket fence and she's secure, but she doesn't care about you. So there are people who lie to themselves and they lie to you, and they do not like your, well, they don't like me, especially because I see what I see. Of course, they see what they see, but they see illusions. They believe their own lies. And they'll twist your words. They don't like what you're saying. They have an opinion of themselves. They see themselves in a certain light. Their whole life is constructed so those lies they believe about themselves are reassured or reinforced by certain kinds of friends. So we lie to each other. Jesus said, to love those who love you, to agree with those who agree with you. Don't thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers? What profit you in that? So I would prefer, if you wouldn't mind, engaging in conversation, and I may look at a person and say, that's you I may be talking about. I may be talking about a certain principle. I will fix my gaze on somebody and say, you give me that impression that you're that way, because each one of you sit there and you radiate. You have body language, and you can't hide it. You cannot hide it. I know you already. I already picked you out. If I was a predator, I'd be looking in a mall and I'd pick out you. And you'd be dead. And you wouldn't be able to resist because you couldn't say no. You put enough pressure on you, scare you just a little bit. You'll go along with it. When you should have taken your hand back and whacked them on the back of the head immediately. You don't know how to function in the moment. You know, Marilyn, how weak you've been.
Mm-hmm.
You go along with anybody, the strongest horse.
Exactly.
You didn't have your own mind. Although, in a quixotic sense, you think you do have your own mind. We all think, none of us like to believe, that we can be controlled by anybody, because our ego won't allow it. So when you acted through, very simple language I'm using here. I would act through you. I'd put pressure on you, and you scurry around, and you do what I would want you to do, and you would think that was love. You would think you did it because you love me. You couldn't see the irritation behind that, the pressure I put on you. The very presence reminded you of SOB father you had, or mother, and all the other look-alikes and smell-alikes that took over from your mother and father all through your life, because you get set up for that. The authority passes from one person to another. So you're finished. But you grow that way. You're shaped by the strongest influences. and you're motivated by it, and you act it out. And when you act it out, you're being acted through. So whatever you do, you're going to excuse, because the excuse is a lie. You believe the excuse. You believe your own, and it's not even your own excuse. And so the excuse is immutable evidence that you've been acted through. Because if you didn't have the excuse, you'd have a pain. That pain would be good, because the pain is the truth that could set you free. Isn't that simple? So, but then you can make so many excuses you don't even know that it is an excuse. Because after a while, your conscience, which is the closest representative to God in Christian parlance, is called the Holy Spirit. I don't mind what you call it, as long as it's what it is. And so your conscience, if you would have been stricken by conscience, if you allow me to strike you and not be angry with me, and sort of cringe and walk away, and you don't want your feelings hurt, and you don't want to be embarrassed. You see how that is? Your eyes flickering. See your eyes flickering? They go all over the place. See, watch your eyes. Notice your eyes. You can't look directly at me. There's a certain embarrassment. And I know you don't want to be embarrassed, but you need to be embarrassed. You need to have the embarrassment and shame. You can't live in that little fantasy world where you're a beautiful little girl and you wear nice clothes and everything is designed to primp you up and present yourself as, you have a fantasy of yourself, which isn't true. And you live in that little shell, little make-believe world, like Alice in Wonderland. We all do. See? And so, unless you come out of that, you're dead. You're dead as a doornail. It's only a matter of time. A steady diet of lies and liars. Well, of course, if a person tells, if you got the right kind of friends, actually the wrong kind, they would be the wrong kind of friends who tell you what you want to hear. And that will reinforce what you stupidly believe about yourself. That goes on your whole life. Let me show you, make a point. How many people here have never made an excuse? Nobody. What use is it? Can you see, you know you're making excuses, don't you? But did you know that every excuse you ever made, someone made exactly the same one? You don't have an original thought in your head. I'm attacking what you think of as individuality. Every one of you sitting in here, like for instance you, if I was to make a movie, I'd clone some. I get an actor that act your part, because there's 10 billion. There's how many billion people in the world? 6 billion? 7 billion people? There's at least 2-3 million people just like that. Same thoughts, same feelings, same excuses, same background. You just molded. You're molded by those factors of environment, which are also duplicated. The same kind of home life, the same yelling and screaming, the same witch and son of witch, the same drunkenness, the same reason for drunkenness, the same undermining the father, making it more difficult for him to be a man, the same violence, the same wimpiness, the same reason why kids grow up to be schizophrenics or rebels or drug addicts and blow their brains out. I got it all written down. Typecast. You're a weak man, but you're getting better.
Thank you.
It's very hard for a weak man to get better.
It has been.
Give me a murderer any day. I'm not joking. If a man has the strength to do bad, he has that much more strength to do good.
Very difficult to step up from being such a coward and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to stand by it, and I, regardless of what comes, I will live this. You always want to give in.
See, he's got the idea now, see? But he's got the body language of a weak guy, but he's not a weak guy. I think he'd knock someone.
I would.
You would, wouldn't you? Yes. See, I know that already about him. Because I can see that you are grown up weak. Submissive, and I know that about you, so I'm cheating a little bit because I do know that, but I've always known it when you didn't. See, so but now you know you're getting some, but look how long it takes to change your shape, because your body is shaped like a coward. You carry yourself one, so you can invite problems where you don't need to. Now just turn back to that to politics. Can you see what will happen? If America It doesn't stand up for itself. And it will invite a war that wouldn't have happened. And you've been strong, because typecast, in principle, the typecast enemy is a coward. He's only strong before the weak. And therefore, you invite him to attack. People don't attack me very much. What they do is say these things about me. And if you say to them, why don't you tell that to Roy?
Oh, he won't listen.
You see how that is? See, that's a typecast statement. Isn't that right? You ever heard that before? He won't listen. Sure, I listen. But you don't dare say it to me, because I know how to expose it. My wife is one of those people that I understand very well, but she doesn't understand herself. She hasn't the foggiest idea that I understand her thinking better than she has. She harbored an idea that I had an affair one time. Now, I've lived a good life. Can you imagine me having an affair with anyone? I see through all the paint. All I see is a skeleton and bones. Yeah. I'm not bamboozled by all that stuff. And the harder you try to influence me, the more obvious it is. It's sort of, I cringe. I mean, if I may brag a little bit, I've been 53 years in the public eye. I've never had anybody make a pass at me. Now, I'm either very ugly or virtuous. But if you're virtuous, nobody will approach you. It's hard to approach a person who has that inner strength with anything. I don't even know what marijuana smells like. I don't even know what it looks like.
It smells really good.
It does?
It tastes better.
Yeah. But to me, it wouldn't. See how we laugh that one away. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it smells like. Nobody better come up to me. Nobody ever better think of it, and they don't. See? Because I'm surrounded by something that keeps that away. You don't even want to try. It's too embarrassing. There are people who make the mistake of trying, and it's horrible. Because, thank God, not saying I'm clever, it is a grace given, imparted. If you love what's right, you'll see rightly. That's your protection. You don't have to be intelligent. You don't have to have a college degree. You can see through everything. And the older, you may make some mistakes, because you're mortal. As it starts to act through you, and it gets you, you see, oh, I see my weakness. I've learned a lesson. So you can learn from experiences. You can be deceived. Then you don't blame the other person. You see the weakness through which they acted. And I could spend the whole lecture on that, but yeah, I think you get the point. Every time you're taking it, you cannot con an honest man. You can't fool him. You can on the way to his perfection, because he becomes perfected by all the things he suffer. He gets betrayed too. He gets lied to. Some people are so good at lying. You know, professional actors get paid for being good liars. And guess who is revered among all people? The people who lie to you. They are professional liars, and they lie so well. You believe them. They become believable. And many of these actors don't have a real life at all. Their life is the one that they want to be, which they're not. They want to be John Wayne. John Wayne was one of my, you know, supporters. No, he died, and unfortunately I never got to meet him, but he would support the program. I don't know how much he learned, but it could be Henry Fonda. I understand Henry Fonda wasn't a very nice man. He was a cruel father. But he didn't play the cruel father on the screen, did he? He acted like... I came over to America because of John Wayne and Henry Fonda, and I thought, well, it wasn't a bad deception. I saw America through these actors. I saw a little piece of America. I saw how they had breakfast and had plenty to eat, and they had plenty of opportunity. It was a land of wide open for adventure, like for a man like me. And I saw a camaraderie, a kind of people that I was. I felt they were kindred spirits, and I'm an American citizen. And although most Americans aren't that way anymore. Bunch of wimps and degenerates and dope addicts and perverts. I don't know how we're going to win this war. We're all going to cringe and give in and have our heads cut off, because that's what's going to happen. They want to make love instead of war. It doesn't work, because that ain't love. Love is standing up for yourself. And not hate love. Don't hate your enemy. See, so when you don't have that grace, your defense, which doesn't work, and the only defense that doesn't work, but it's the only defense that doesn't work, is resentful anger. So when you get intimidated, now I come to an important point. When you get intimidated, your fealty or fidelity with God is tested. And when it's wanting, lacking, you respond with anger to overcome the anger or the meanness of the person. Except you're not as strong as the person. So if you're not as strong, you can't beat him up. Your anger turns to fear and you'll be running all your life. And after a while, your conditioning is to run and submit to anybody who's stronger than you, or appears to be stronger than you, or pretends to be stronger than you, and becomes sort of throws himself around and puts an aura around himself. And the only reason why he has this aura around himself, like he's a big, strong person when he isn't, is because it worked. You're teaching him that it works. And so, as I said, and I'm not joking, because we deal with thousands of prisoners, and these people have committed many serious crimes. But you should see the letters we get from the prisoners and how they cry and how they understand and how much they appreciate, because they have been programmed to be what they are because, well, they've learned how to pull themselves up to their full height and scare people into submission. And guess how they got to be a bully? Cowards. They fed themselves on a steady diet of cowards. How do you think Hitler or Stalin got to be the monsters that they were? Sieg Heil, whole nation of people. He was only a little guy with a mustache, and yet he had control over a whole nation.
So my mom got to be the monster she was.
You got it. It starts in the home. So you have little dictators, and you have politically big dictators. You have a collection of cowards and bullies in your homes. As every home, there's the meanest person rules. And so the most demoralized person, demented person, I should say, rules. It's ruled by its sickest member. And so you have that system already in place. And so when a monster rises, the bully will admire the monster, because the monster will, playing the role of the monster, demoralizing and degrading, justifies the little monsters, so they can go on demoralizing and degrading. See? And you look at Michael Moore and people like that. Well, he's just a big, fat slob. A big, fat, greasy slob. And I wouldn't give him the time of the day on my own radio show. But if he would come, I would tear him to pieces. But I wouldn't tear him to pieces.